A survivor struggles to bring together two irreconcilable realities, God and pain, or God and abuse. If God is good, then why did this not so good thing happen to me? This is a question we ponder when the pain of what happened feels far from anything good. Because we can see a world where there is pain and suffering without God, but how do we live in a world with a good God and pain and suffering? It's almost like we've been taught it's either or. We're either going to have a good God or we're just supposed to be in pain all the time. That's what I'm going to be discussing in today's episode. I just want to open up this conversation because I talk a lot about a good God and helping my clients reestablish trusting in God, which is not an easy task. It's not something that's a check mark or this Christian discipline. It comes down to relationship, and it's important. And I know it's a conversation that not only my coaching clients are asking, but I'm sure if you've ever been in pain or have suffered and you've been told, well, God is good, it just doesn't seem to hit, does it? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. But before we go any further, something that is so important to me is knowing that this is a safe space to help you break free from the weight of negative thoughts and to silence your inner critic. So I want to ask you if any of these sound familiar. If God loves me, why did this happen to me? Why can I control my emotions or reactions? What's wrong with me for still feeling this way? Why do I feel so distant from God in my pain? If so, I want you to know you're not alone. I see you, I hear you, and I want you to know there's hope. Because as a Christian mental health coach and trauma-informed coach, I'm here to help you untangle the thoughts that are holding you back. I don't just teach these strategies, I've lived them. I know what it's like to wrestle with the pain, the doubt, the overwhelm, but I also know that healing is possible. And we're here to get to the root of your struggles, to explore the practical, faith-based ways to renew your mind, to find that emotional freedom or just emotional regulation so you don't have to stay stuck. Let's do this together. You don't have to do it alone. Go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coach, or just go to wherever you're listening to this, whether, you know, iTunes, Spotify, go to the episode itself, go to the show notes and click the link to where you can book a free 20-minute consultation with me, where together we create a plan to help you get unstuck. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places. And this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. I don't know about you, but common phrases that I'm about to share with you just don't often make us feel any better when we're in pain. And it often puts somebody that is trying to survive or get out of pain into further survival mode. So let me know if you've heard these or if they even make your eye twitch a little bit like they do mine. You know, you're in pain, you're trying to survive, you're walking through hard things, and somebody says to you, pray to God to change your heart. Or they might say, read your Bible more. And another really common one that's often taken out of context is, God wouldn't give you more than you can handle. Another one is, maybe this is all just a blessing in disguise. And the one that kind of puts the cherry on the cake is, God has a plan. God has a plan. And it is so hard when I hear those phrases from my coaching clients because it hurts my heart for them. One, more recently, I was working with a few of my clients and the phrase was coming up of, God wouldn't give you more than you can handle. And how that was spoken over them through a very, very hard time, almost as if it was like okay with God because they were like, well, God wouldn't give me this if he didn't think I could handle it. Ugh, okay. No, let's not take scripture out of context. And I am so sorry if your pain has been met with some kind of God band-aid, Jesus band-aid, because I just don't think that's the heart of the Father. And those of us who know survival well, we're not wrestling with prayer. I'm sure you're in pain and you're trying to pray. I'm sure that you're in pain and you're trying to read the Bible. It doesn't have to do with prayer reading or anything that kind of builds our relationship with God, those spiritual disciplines. We're just wrestling with the very nature of God, right? It's why those phrases are so hard for us to grasp, or it can just not feel very meaningful. So our answer to their question when we hear these things or when we're going with somebody through pain, it shouldn't be just this quick response telling them how good God is in the midst of their painful experience. Because what they're trying to reconcile is a good God in a not so good situation. More than anything, it's important to tell your story, to find somebody safe to tell your story to verbally process. Because our goal isn't to fix each other. Because most of the women I coach and counsel want their stories to be heard by somebody who will listen, walk through it with them, but not fix them. One time I wrote a post for social media about not blaming God for what people do, because I know how easy it is to combine the two. Like when our relationship with people becomes kind of rocky, we question the pain, which causes us to question God. Why pain with a supposedly good God? As image bearers of Christ, we are a reflection of him, but we are not perfect as he is in our humanness, as Jesus was in his. We are perfect and blameless in our spirit, but our physical bodies live and exist in a broken, fallen world. We, like our bodies right now, are not separate from us. We live in this world, and this world is broken and fallen where pain exists. The hope we know that anchors our soul is that God doesn't take our pain and hurt us more. He's a pain taker. He comes to free us from the pain we feel, not keep us chained to it. Numbers 23:19 says, God cannot lie. Isaiah 55:11, and his word does not return void. In this, we can trust his promises to us, right? God's word will correct, it will convict, it will guide, but it will never lead to condemnation. He's not going to continue to beat you down in your pain. So that's why these phrases, read more, pray more, ask God to do this. Yes, we want to pray. We want to do these things, but they do not dismiss the pain. He's never going to condemn you. He's never going to shame you into something good. I was just having this conversation in a session recently where I was helping her see that what she was experiencing was not from God, because we think that all these negative thoughts of shoulda, coulda, wouldas, and what we could have done and how we should be, is that it's our fault. And maybe God wants us here because of the choices that we made. God does not want us to live in shame or fear. And he's never, ever going to trash talk us into something good. He can't. He's 100% pure and good. So there is no trash talk that comes out of his mouth. He's never going to tell you how terrible that you're doing and how bad you need to change in order to get you to change. That's just, it's not in his nature. He cannot do that. The enemy will use our own insecurities against us and convince us and continue to kick us down with our own thoughts and our own beliefs. And so if we know that people can lie, we know that God cannot lie, and we have to be mindful of not blaming God for what people do, then we have to slow down and ask ourselves this question. Is this God bearing the fruit of the Spirit, or is this a result of the brokenness of the world? And for some of us, we might have to deconstruct some of these phrases that's been spoken over our lives of when we've experienced a divorce or a loss of a child or anything that's a very big T trauma, that God has a plan and almost like God wanted all these terrible things to happen to you. Sometimes it's this untangling because we start to view God through this lens. Why would we go to him for healing if we thought he was the one that wanted the pain to happen? We just wouldn't. We wouldn't go to a doctor that made us sick. It wouldn't make sense to us. And just remember, this isn't to excuse behavior. It's to help us reset what our gaze is set upon. We have to be willing to say, like, is this God, and is it bearing the fruit of the Spirit, or is this bearing the fruit of the brokenness of this world? So let's go back to the question. If God is so good, then why do his people suffer and experience pain? A rephrase of this question is, why is there suffering and pain at all? Where did it come from? This is where the title of the podcast came from. Why do bad things happen to good people? It's all the same question. Why is there suffering and pain? Where did it come from? Why are all of these bad things happening? Did God create pain? Does he want us to suffer? And I truly believe that this question takes us back to the beginning in Genesis with Adam. To simplify, sin entered the world when the fall happened, but sin also brought death and decay. When this happened, all that was perfect and good was no more. While pain and suffering began, right? So fear, shame, blame, we all see from the beginning. God did not have any part in pain or suffering, and he did not choose suffering for us. We chose that. Adam and Eve chose that. Hell was not meant for God's people, his image bearers. It was meant for the devil and his angels. Matthew 25:41, then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. So this is not to simplify the question, because listen, I know that there are multiple layers to this to cover. Why do bad things happen to good people? Why is there pain and suffering? But we have to look at the most basic explanation, not example, explanation of this from scripture. And it all goes back to the fall, when the pain and the suffering and the fear and the shame began. We see from the beginning that God was never a part of the pain. He was never a part of the shame. He did not choose suffering for us. But God's love requires choice for us to choose him. If his love didn't require choice, then it wouldn't be love. And this is why we spend our time trying to reconcile the two, right? God, a good God in pain. Why are all these bad things happening to good people? And we can break down that phrase into a lot of things, because good is very subjective. But if we go to its core, we have to understand where sin came from, when it entered the world. And most, I hate to use the word basic again, is why does pain exist at all? Why do bad things happen at all? And how apart it is from God. Our bodies store our pain and trauma as we relate to how people treat us in this world, while also knowing and receiving love from a perfect, infinite, boundless God who, believe it or not, is pleased with us. So this requires us to spend time looking at the two perspectives separately. Then look at how we find healing when we know the true character of God. If we're asking ourselves, why do bad things happen to good people? We have to go back to, okay, are these bad things happening? Is this God? Is it bearing the fruit of the Spirit? Or is this the result of brokenness of the world? Meaning, has other people caused this? Are other people making decisions that are causing whatever that pain is? We have to be honest with ourselves, because the first thing and person we want to blame is often God. And I get it, because he's supposed to be so good. This isn't a simple answer. And this podcast episode is not meant to, you know, take away your pain and say, you got to trust God. It's meant to just open our eyes to a fresh revelation that maybe, just maybe, we are giving the enemy kind of a break and we're letting God take all of it. And he can handle it, but we have to really know what the truth is and how we've let our theology of God be formed by the pain that we've experienced in this world. It's going to take time to reconcile. So we have to think, as I close out this episode, think about if it's people or God, then think about how you view God in light of that. And the last question, how has the way people treated you impacted the way you view God? And this is very, very important. I'm here. If you have any questions, you can follow me on Instagram or send me a message through email or Instagram, Jessica at jessicahuddle.com, or just on Instagram, Jessica Huddle. But also, if this is something that may feel new to you or frustrating, or you're just like, yes, I've had all these things said to me and I want to know God for who he truly is and not through my pain, book a free 20-minute consultation. Go to jessicahuddle.com/mental health coach, or just go to the show notes. Wherever you're listening to this, click the link and it will take you right to the consultation form to book. I can't wait to hear from you and talk to you. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.